Day 84, longevity. All the roles I play here on earth will end, but my identity as God's child never does. As simple as this concept is, it is an identity that carries with it something that all the roles I play will never have, longevity. As quoted from the book, Victor Breaking Free from a Victim-Based Society by John H. Hovis, page 17. Destiny, legacy, purpose, impact, each of these terms requires significant effort in order for this life to have long-lasting meaning. It is such a sad fact that so many of us are literally killing ourselves to try and leave a legacy that will outlive our life. We want to be remembered. Striving to fulfill some destiny or purpose or to leave some kind of lasting legacy is the victim thinker's feeble attempt to gain some level of immortality. If I can only do something significant enough for the history books to mention my name, then I might have a chance to live on forever. I don't know if history changers lived with this kind of attitude or not. I kind of doubt it. I'll bet that most people we know from history were just doing what they had to do at any given moment only to be caught up in events that became historical. The people I'm worried about are those trying to create a historical name for themselves through the roles they play and the identity they structure from those roles. Some will actually succeed at creating a legacy, but for the vast majority of us, we will barely be remembered only a few generations after our death. This discussion isn't meant to depress you, it is meant to open your eyes to something bigger. I get more and more fired up knowing that life, on my terms, is amounting to nothing when I consider today's Bible reading. Check it out for yourself. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Genesis 1:27, New International Version. We are created in the image of God. I don't know about you, but that thought amazes me. There is something about me that is inherently just like my Creator. It's not that I can look in the mirror and say, yep, I look like God. No, there is something in the very fabric of my being that reflects the image of a good, all-knowing, and all-powerful God. Because of that fact, I have found it easier to let God worry about what legacy, destiny, purpose, and the impact this life of mine might have. That's what a victor has to come to grips with. Though he or she is made in the image of God, the victor is just as messed up in this life as anyone else. In spite of this, the victor's life has meaning. Why? Well, it isn't because the victor is good at doing something or that the victor is good at getting out of the trouble that comes his or her way. The victor is a victor because of God's love and perseverance for his own. That's what gives me great hope. It isn't about what I can or should do that gives me the standing I so desire. It's because of my heritage, the very way I was made by my Creator. In His image, I'm a victor. Outside of that, what can I measure up to on my own efforts? This doesn't mean that victors sit by and watch their life pass. Victors are emboldened by the fact they are their dad's child. They join in where they see their father working and put their efforts into endeavors that can have lasting and world-changing consequences. The big difference between victors and victim thinkers is the ability to hold their destiny, purpose, and legacy loosely. The impact you and I might have is ultimately out of our control. This doesn't deter the victor, it empowers him or her simply because they carry the image of God who can do anything he wants. Today can be so different for you and me. Today can be one of walking with our heads high, even though some of what we may face is working to bring us down. The image that we have been formed from is one of eternity. That's the kind of longevity I want my life to be about. That's the kind of purpose, destiny, and impact that I believe I can achieve if I let my victor status be derived from who I really am in God, rather than what I can accomplish in this world. Live like a victor today because you carry the very image of God with you in all you do.